But we don't want to limit God. We don't want to limit God in the way that we live. We can look back at some of the stories in the New Testament. We see Peter, the disciple who declared when asked that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said to him, flesh and blood hasn't revealed that to you, but my Father in heaven has revealed to you who I am. And then we find him a little time later denying his association, his relationship with Jesus. After Jesus was arrested, you used to be with Jesus, didn't you? No, it wasn't me. I don't know who you're talking about. I've never spent any time with Jesus. And sometimes we can be like that in our life, can't we? We can declare Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And at times we deny him by our actions and our words. He was the one who stepped out of the boat in faith when nobody else would and walked on the water. And he was the one who sank and had to cry out for help. Well, that just describes very often our whole attitude and the way that we live. We have some victories, we have some failures. We get it right and we get it wrong. But when Peter was sinking and he cried out for help, Jesus just lifted him out. And sometimes we've got to cry out and go, I've got it wrong. And you know what? God is a God of grace. And he just lifts us up and he dusts us down and tells us to get on with it. He's a God of love and grace. At times, our humanity can lead to instability in our walk with God. Our understanding of God sometimes can make us fearful about getting it wrong. And what that does is leads to inactivity of faith. And then we are easily distracted and easily defeated. God's intention for us is to live in freedom and in victory, in fullness of joy, and a life sustained by the Holy Spirit. That's the promise of God to us. It's an amazing promise, and I'm sure we'd all put our hands up and said, yeah, we understand that. But God doesn't just want us to understand that. He wants us to live in it. And in our reading, we find that the appointment of Saul as the first king over the nation of Israel overwhelmed Saul with his appointment. He recognized immediately his lack of status to become king and his lack of ability and experience. But God knew this would be the case. And we read that God had put things in place that would give Saul all that he needed to become king and lead Israel with God's approval. And this is really powerful. The Spirit of the Lord will come upon you and you will prophesy and be turned into another man. I don't know whether Saul understood what was being said to him at the time, but when we approach God, he says, look, you know, if you accept me into your life, I'll turn you into somebody new. We won't just deal with the old man or the old woman. We'll actually create something new that's going to walk on with me and become a different person. And it's the Holy Spirit that makes us a different person, not ourselves. And this is the great thing about God. He draws us to himself. He creates something new in us and then sustains us. It's not up to us to sustain ourselves, but our trust in him sustains us and we become somebody different. And one of the things about becoming a Christian and living the Christian life is as you look back, you should be able to see that you're different than when you first came to faith. That's the journey we're on. If you're the same today as you were 10, 20 or 30 years ago, you're not allowing God to do something in your life. You're limiting God in all that he's trying to do. God's directive. This is awesome, this. Do whatever your hand finds to do, for God is with you. If Saul stayed connected to God and listened and was obedient, then he had this amazing promise that whatever he did, God was with him. whatever he did, God was going to be there. He was going to be supporting him. He was going to stand with him and bring him success. See, God is a God of grace. And even when we get things wrong, we are not rejected by God. And it's important to understand that when you get it wrong, you are not rejected by God. The enemy would tell us that we failed, that we are miserable, that we are no good, that we don't deserve to be called a Christian. But God is a God of grace and he doesn't do that. We are not rejected by God. When we begin to understand that, it brings a freedom to our lives. Are you living in the grace of God? Are you living in that place where even when you get it wrong, you know God loves you? Even when you get it wrong, you know you can go to God and you can talk to him about what's going on, and he brings forgiveness and he brings freedom. He doesn't bring judgment and criticism and rejection. But our old man, our old woman, sometimes that's where we go when we get it wrong. I will now be rejected by God. But God is a God of grace and a God of love. Wherever we go, God is with you. Whatever you do, God is with you. Sometimes we feel prompted to do something and we think, well, is it God or is it me? Have you ever had that experience? God, you kind of this thought, I'll go and visit somebody, I'll go and do something, I'll believe for something, but is that me or is it God? Sometimes we don't know. We just have this feeling inside us that we want to do something. If our heart is right with God, then what God is saying, just do it. I'm with you. Just do it. Just give it a go. Just stretch your faith. Don't live in fear. Don't limit what I'm trying to do in your life. Just do it. And there may be occasions, maybe in the coming week, where you think, oh, I'll just phone somebody. I'll just do something. I'll give some money to something. But is it me or is it God? Don't limit God. Just do it. Because what his promise is, that whatever we do, wherever we go, he's with you. What an awesome promise that is. It's almost as if God is saying, just get on with it, will you? Just do it, please. Just don't limit who I am by your actions. Get on with it. In John 15, which is the chapter about when Jesus is talking about the vine and we're the branches and we are to be connected to the vine. See, if we're connected to God, it says we'll produce fruit. We'll grow in the character of God. We'll begin to display something in us that is not us, but it is God. Because why? Because we are a new creation. God is doing something in us. He's creating something new. All we've got to do is be connected to him. And it says something else in there, doesn't it? You can't do anything without me. So when we're living with God, when we're in that place, wherever we go, whatever we do, God is with us. It's only if we stop living in faith, stop allowing God to speak into our hearts, that we begin to go wrong. It tells us in the New Testament, doesn't it, that we are temples of the Holy Spirit. That means God lives in us. Which means, really, everywhere we go, he goes. We cannot walk outside the presence of God. And that understanding this is really important for our daily living. Because I'm sure, like me, you want to please God in everything that you do. But don't get sucked into thinking it has to be a perfection style of Christianity where we've got to keep all the rules. God is a God of grace and love, remember that. And he's interested in our heart. If our heart is right with him, wherever we do go, whatever we do, God is with us. And some of those places we go, well, should I be here or should I not? God is with you. And if it's wrong, he'll let you know. Things that we say, if it's wrong, he'll let you know. See, we are a different person. We are a new creation. We are living in this new creativity that God has brought to our hearts. And because God has got our heart, we've got God's approval. He's living in us. When our aim is to please God, God understands and he goes with it. Don't limit God. Allow him to limit what he's trying to do in you. Don't stop doing things because God wants you to do them. He wants you to step out in faith. People used to tell me when I was a young man that God got out of the car when you were doing over 70 miles an hour. Well, he didn't spend a lot of time with me then. I've learnt. But we can put those kind of barriers on ourselves, can't we? If I do that, God won't go with me. If I do this, God won't be with me. If I go over 70 miles an hour, we'll get out the car. And it kind of brings a fear about living. We've got to keep all the rules. We've got to get it right. We've got to do the right thing all the time. These unwritten rules by which we live. But God wants us to live an expansive life based on our relationship with him, but a faith life. We continue to grow and we continue to go into places knowing that God is going with us. This world needs to see something of God. And the only way that's going to happen through us, not just us as a church, but us as individuals. We've got to go out there knowing that God is with us, knowing that whatever we do and wherever we go, God is with us, knowing whoever we speak to, God is with us. He's wanting us to take this message of grace and love and forgiveness, this message of healing out into this world so that it can see something different. But it'll only do that through us. We are new. We're a new man. We're a new person in God. We no longer live by the rules of the past. We're living in a new kingdom with a new creativity, with a new relationship with God. Wherever we go, God is with us. God wants to see us do amazing things. So through this week, allow God to stretch you. Do things that you would never have done before because God is with you. And he doesn't want you to limit him in your life. Be blessed, be fruitful, and be powerful in your living through this next week. Thank you.